This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Myanmar, U Min Aung Hlaing, held detailed talks on the entire gamut of bilateral issues in New Delhi. The discussions covered trade, defence, border management, culture, among other areas of interest. Briefing media after the talks, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, both sides expressed interest in forging closer cooperation, particularly in areas of trade and investment, development cooperation, health, education and energy. He said both sides underlined the importance of connectivity and agreed to work as quickly as possible towards completion of Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project.
Both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of sovereign territory for activities inimical to their security interests. Overall, this visit by the President has once again reaffirmed the shared commitment of both sides to deepen their long-standing partnership and to work together for mutual benefit, growth and prosperity in the region.
Mr. Misri said Myanmar sits at the confluence of India's neighbourhood first, Act East, as well as Mahasagar and Indo-Pacific policies. President Draupadi Murmu received Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Hlaing will travel to Mumbai tomorrow for business and industry interactions and site visits. The Inter-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or SEPA, has come into force today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, SEPA will deepen the economic and strategic ties between the two nations. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that SEPA is not simply a trade agreement, it is a statement of civilizational trust.
I am confident that this comprehensive agreement will add a new momentum to our ties with Oman. From day one, India will secure duty-free access on 98% of Oman's tariff lines, covering over 99% of India's exports to Oman. SEPA is a blueprint of our shared future.
Intern Australia affirmed the importance of enhancing cooperation with regional partners to help maintain a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific. During the second Inter-Australia Defence Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Australian counterpart Richard Marles stressed the importance of freedom of navigation and overflight, unimpeded trade and lawful use of the seas in accordance with international law. The Trinamool Congress, or TMC, has expelled two legislators, Shandipan Saha and Rituprat Banerjee, for anti-party activities, absenteeism from key meetings and public remarks critical of the party leadership. The move comes amid internal turmoil following TMC's defeat in the 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections. The last rites of veteran playback singer Suman Kalyanpur were performed with full state honours in Mumbai today. Kalyanpur passed away at her residence in Mumbai last night. She was 89. One of India's most celebrated singers, she was a prominent figure in Marathi Bhavgeet and Hindi film music. India's industrial production has witnessed a growth rate of 4.9% in April this year as compared to last April, driven by a strong performance in the manufacturing sector. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation said that the data is based on revised Index of Industrial Production, IIP series, with base year 2022-23. In the 22nd Asian Under-20 Athletics Championship, India delivered a historic campaign, finishing second in the standings with 19 medals comprising 10 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze in Hong Kong. The runner-up finish marked India's best ever performance at the Continental Track and Field Championships outside the home turf. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent on winning 19 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.